Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com. Now here is your host, Ted Robertson.
Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection. I'm Ted Robertson, your host. Joining me in studio today, host of Nolan Financial Radio, heard right here, noontime on Saturdays, and you can get it by podcast. We'll tell you how to do that as well. The wonderful Tara Noland, who is the owner and CEO of Nolan Financial Services. Hi, Tara.
Hi, Ted.
Long time no see.
It has been, but you know what? It's really fun to get connected again.
It is fun to get connected. This is just a fun thing to be able to do, and there's been some new things going on in the financial space that you occupy. And another thing we want to talk about, the world is a little topsy-turvy right now, a lot on edge with the coronavirus, and that affects your world and the world of your clients as well. Let's take first things first. Let's kind of do a refresher. Tara, you've been with us for several years. You've been hosting your radio program. It's done very, very well. And talk about you a little bit. Talk about why you love doing what you do and who you serve.
Ted, you know, that's a lot, and let me unpack that a little bit. So, you know, I do this business because I love helping people. One of the things that motivated me early on was when I was in college, and I would sit with people who knew things like, if I invest $50 a month in the Janus Fund, by the time I'm 40, I'm going to have $1 million. And I'm like, why do you know that? I make better grades than you. And that's when I started to realize, like, knowledge is power. And so I love trying to help educate people to be smart about their finances, because I mean, the best thing you can do to mitigate risk is get yourself educated. So there's that aspect of it. I also love it because I get to have the business with my husband. So my husband, Chris McKinney, you'll hear him on the radio sometimes. You know, we're partners, and I've been told that it's pretty unique how well we're able to work together actually as a couple. And so we love that problem solving bit. And, you know, Chris really likes to get into the numbers and do that aspect of the business. One of the things we were just talking about is how much money is about emotion.
Yeah,
not just the math. And it's very interesting, as you sit down with couples and they're looking at their planning, you have to also work through some of those things that you bring with you from childhood.
Oh, goodness.
Just,
absolutely.
Just the fears and the thoughts about money. And it's not right or wrong, but you just need to know what those things are.
So you are the big sister here.
I am. I'm actually the oldest of six growing up.
In reality, yes, but also you got to kind of take that role too with your clients sometimes.
Absolutely, because at the end of the day, success happens when everybody is on that same page. And I always say it's like that feeling in your gut where you can just go, ah, that's the feeling you want when you're done. You don't want to feel anxious and nervous and hoping that you did something right. You just kind of want to know. You know, good, bad, or ugly, knowing is better than not knowing.
Like you say, knowledge is absolutely power. Wow, I love the example that you gave too. Something kind of new that's come up is the idea that everybody who is investing and has a financial planner in their world knows that when you hit 70 and a half, ordinarily you would be required to start taking a distribution from your retirement funds. Is that right?
That used to be the rule, so they've made a slight adjustment to that. So now you can actually leave your money. What it really does is it gives people more control. So as we're getting older as a population and healthier, people are working longer. So it used to be you'd have to start taking your distributions. You could start at 59 and a half, but you had to start taking money at 70 and a half, whether you needed the money or not. And so for a lot of my clients that have planned well, and Ted, I've got a lot of people that are retired and on their second or third career because they just love doing stuff. And so they're like, why do I have to take money out of my account? I'm still working. I don't need to take that money. So anything that puts people in the driver's seat with their money, I think, is a good thing.
So the idea now that it's voluntary, but you can wait until 72.
Exactly.
And again, like you say, it's leveraging the power of the markets to grow your money even more that couple of years.
The best friend is time with your money. The longer you can let time help your money grow. I always like to say, if your money can have a job, that's good, because you worked hard and your money should be working for you too.
It really should. It really should. Let's talk about your radio program for a minute. Again, you air here Saturday mornings or Saturday afternoons at noon, and you have for quite some time. You've done well with the program. Talk about the general theme and tone and what you're teaching people.
Well, you hit on it right there. Is every show, I want to teach somebody something. And at the end of the show, I always try to wrap up. In the military, we call it the bluff, the bottom line up front.
Ah.
So if you walk away from the show, I want to give you the main takeaway so you remember. But it's all about there's no one size fits all for people. Everybody's a little bit unique. And so when you try to figure out retirement, the first thing I always tell people is it's like that little cartoon character, the bubble above your head. What does success in retirement look like for you? And for a lot of people, it's either blank or it's filled with that insurance commercial with the person on the beach with an umbrella drink.
Yes.
So, but you know, some people retirement's going to be hanging out with the grandkids, or some people it's getting the RV and traveling the country. There's so many different ideas of success. So we talk about that. And then we talk about education, because the only way you can mitigate your risk is to understand as much as you can. Because as a advisor, I can help you work through the tools that you're going to use. But step one is we have to figure out, where are you trying to go? Mm-hmm. Right? Because, and I think that comes from my military background, is mm-hmm. I don't go anywhere without a plan. You know, the plans can change, got it. But you, like, we would never deploy halfway around the world without a plan and how we're going to get there. You don't start with the question of, well, how many airplanes am I going to take and how many people? That's like the last question. The mm-hmm. first question is, what are we trying to go do? You know, what has Congress and the president decided we need to go do? And then we figure out the other steps. I think it's the same with your financial plan. Step one is you have to tell me, what are you trying to, where are you trying to go? Because I got a lot of different tools we can use for you. You know, there's the market, there's insurance, there's annuities, there's mutual funds, there's 100 different ways that you can save for retirement. I can't tell you what tool until I know where you're trying to go.
We can get you by podcast as well. And how do we do that, Tara?
If you actually just go to Google, Spotify, or Apple, you just plug in Nolan Financial Radio and it'll pop right up.
Perfect.
I actually just did it myself the other day. I'm like, oh, that works.
Oh, there I am. We all hear ourselves coming out of the radio speakers once in a while, too, and that's kind of, yeah.
It's a little disconcerting at first. You're like, oh, wait.
It can be, especially
that person's
better.
Really smart. Oh, wait.
Absolutely. The big stressor right now, of course, and it's on everybody's mind, and it's affecting every aspect of our lives, and it is coronavirus. There's so much permeating the media about it. We've even got cases here in Colorado. There's a confirmed case here in El Paso County. It can be pretty frightening to people, especially if they don't really know the impact that it can have, but it's also driving what's going on in the markets right now. And this is where you talk about flight or fright and the emotion of money, lots of different factors playing in here. How is it affecting your clients, and how are you helping them through this period?
Well, you know, Ted, this is an exact thing we talk about with all of our clients, is if I had a crystal ball, I would be an amazing advisor. But I don't. But here's the thing I can tell you is the market will go up and the market will go down. I just don't know when. And so unfortunately, right now we're experiencing a drop in the market. One of the things you've seen as the world has become more interconnected, political risk has a lot more impact on the market. It used to be when it was more just in the United States, the actual value of businesses would drive the value of the market. But now there's just so many different things. And so, you know, we all saw that in Wuhan, China, that's a large center of manufacturing, that impacts a lot. And then it impacts the airline travel, which affects oil and gas. So it's almost like a web now. Everything's touching. So what this is driving is, for everyone listening out there, you really need to go talk with your financial professional or whoever your trusted agent is to get some help making a decision. Because don't let fear drive your decision, because it's terrifying to watch the values of your accounts dropping. And here's the thing, what you're going to do if you're a 30-year-old that's going to be working for the next 30 years and saving and having time is very different than what I'm going to recommend for a 70-year-old who's living off of that nest egg. Mm-hmm. And it's really, you know, the 70-year-old is just watching that nest egg get smaller. The 30-year-old is a little bummed out, but they're going to be working for and have time. I'm a big believer in mastermind teams. You know, for myself, I'm always doing continuing education in all of my ventures. So, you know, with my horseback riding, with my military career, I always surround myself with mentors and educators. At the end of the day, I'm the decider. Mm-hmm. But you don't have to make the decision alone. You can get a lot of good information.
And that is the super important thing. And one of the best ways to do that, of course, is tune in to Nolan Financial Radio at noontime on Saturdays. Search it out on Google or Spotify or some of the other platforms, and catch it by podcast if you've missed something. You do air here on noon Saturdays, which is a wonderful thing, and we appreciate how long you've been with us and what you're doing for your clients. It's working well. So, Tara, one fast takeaway.
The one fast takeaway is don't make a snap judgment in a vacuum by yourself.
Perfect. Perfect. And if we want to get a hold of you, Tara, how do we do that?
Two ways. Please call Chris and I at 719-210-4242. And also visit our website, TaraENolan.com. Check us out. There's a Contact Us page. It's so important to look at the people that you might want to work with, because it's got to be that trusting relationship that resonates with you.
Absolutely. Again, Tara Nolan, 719-210-4242 or TaraENolan.com. Tara, thank you so much for spending a few minutes with us here on KRDO's Business Connection today.
Thank you, Ted.
You've been listening to KRDO's Business Connection here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM and 92.5 FM. We'll be back Sunday morning at 7 right here.